Guys, very exciting news. Drop Tales live at 5.
Oh.
And we got a new carpet. We fucking did it, guys. We fucking got a new carpet. Now the drums don't move around, and it's pretty exciting. Right? We just need...
You don't kick the bass drum and then fall over?
Yeah, it's not slippery anymore. Got a nice 10x10 black fucking carpet! Live music is coming in 2024, people! It's fucking happening! Welcome! Welcome, everyone, to Rock Tales. If you want to give us a call, please do. Call the Rock Line. 1-866-855? What is it?
855-601-ROCK.
All right, that's it.
866 was Sirius XM number, I think.
I can't remember.
But we're 855.
Yeah, we're 855.
601.
Yeah, what's our number again?
855-601-ROCK.
I can remember the rock part.
That's all you need to know.
Just the rock part. Call the rock line.
That's all you need to know.
It's displayed at the bottom. Here's the thing. I think we talked about it before. I want to make sure that more people, right, know that the rock line is always open. You can leave us messages on the rock line, right?
Oh.
Is it true?
And bang that subscribe button. Bang it.
Hit that like button.
Bang it.
Yeah, smash it.
Follow us on our socials. Yeah,
smash the socials.
At Rocktails Radio.
Yeah.
We have to hit 1,000 subscribers pretty soon.
Yeah.
This is getting ridiculous.
You said you would quit if we don't get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah. I threatened to quit over a lot of things.
But here's the thing.
Trust me.
We've been slow going this. You know, we haven't connected what we do here to the rest of our socials and like pushing all that shit out. And finally, we're doing, there's so many good changes, positive changes. They're going to help make the show grow, and we'll be able to connect with more people. You know, lots of folks listen to the show just as an audio podcast all the time. Obviously, people enjoy our broadcast, on the YouTube. But 2024. Looking forward to live music
in here, because this space is as big as the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset.
Oh yeah.
We were there last Friday night to see Stephen Piercy.
Yeah.
And we realized like, wow, the Rocktail Studio is as big as this room that has wedged in 1200 people.
Yeah. We could do that
in one tiny room on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. With, thank you, Stephen. Cause I have to say, you know, the show is great. Steven played many Rat songs, played all of...
Out of the Cellar.
Mm-hmm. But what I thought was pretty interesting was...
Go-Go Dancers.
I haven't seen Go-Go Dancers at the Whiskey A Go-Go in years. Slow fucking clap that shit.
Richard liked the Go-Go Dancers.
He was so goddamn...
Sorry, Steven. Best part of the show.
So goddamn funny. He kept saying like, I'm so proud of her. My daughter's up there.
Brittany, you said.
Yeah.
I called everybody.
Holy Christ. I have no idea.
It was packed in.
How about the guy who stood in my pants?
He did.
How about that? How about me just trying to enjoy Stephen Piercy and then young dude
could smell
who
his breath.
Was not a day over 21 literally came up and
sat on you
and almost caressed me directly behind
almost.
Me.
We were jam packed in there. When you go to a show and it's really full, you try to have some decorum, right? Some modicum of
space.
People understanding their personal space.
Yes.
This guy, all of a sudden, because you're standing right in front of me, so I had a great look at this dude. He put his legs,
his peen.
Yeah. His donkagen was right up into your that
the small of my back.
The chocolate.
He was
starfish.
A little taller than me, and I'm 6 foot tall.
He tried to plunder your chocolate starfish.
I think he just wanted me to move. He was going to make me so uncomfortable that I was going
to
move because
we were going to take photographs. He's a photographer.
It was unfucking believable.
But I said to him, loud enough, I'm like, are you just trying to fuck my friend?
You said, I hope you're wearing a condom, what you said.
Yeah, I hope you're wearing a condom, because you're fucking my friend right now. He did not fucking care. And then you just looked at him, you're like, dude, do you just want to stand in front of me? He didn't even say yes. He was like a fucking Stephen Piercy rat-loving zombie. God bless.
You know, I realized the thing, like, the difference between, like, the crowd at Stephen Piercy, and like a crowd at a sold out Wilco or Superchunk, you know, alt Gen X show. Like alt Gen X people realize, like, we all need a little bit of space. There was no space at the Whiskey a Go-Go last Friday.
You can't have space when you have two go-go dancers wearing virtually nothing on either side of the stage, power jamming out to
metal.
Which, by the way, it felt like the early 90s again. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It just it felt weird. Like, I was talking about, like, the strippers and the stripper names in the last show. And you know, I thought those days were, you know, behind me. And then all of a sudden you go to the Rat show.
Do you think Steven requested the go-go dancers?
Yes. Yeah.
Because he wanted it to be like 1981 in there?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, I felt a little dirty just being in the room.
Is it because it was hot as fucking hell and everyone's a mouth breather in there? Is that why you felt dirty? Because...
Kudos to Stephen Piercy for selling out the Whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
But they wedged another 250 people in there, for real.
No, it was challenging COVID to be... City. We wanted to be straight in the Alan Thicke of it all, right? So shame on us, because we were right there in the middle of the magic, you know? And,
Hello?
I'll get to that. Yeah, we definitely need a drink, right? We're all empty here, right? You need something? Ew, it's gross watching you lick ice. Okay, so the holidays.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, we had lots of people over to the house. Oh. I gave Richard a present, right? And he's like, I don't like that.
I didn't. That is not. Yeah. That's not true. That is not true.
Dude, Jameson 18.
You gave Gotti a present. Gotti?
I got Naughty Gotti.
Jameson 18.
Our director extraordinaire, some JMO 18. Right?
Lovely gift.
Right?
And you said, Richard, do you like JMO 18? And I
said,
no, that's
not
true.
That's not true. You straight up was like, no.
I was like, it's okay. I'm not a big JMO guy.
Which?
But I bought it for you. And I said, oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really drink it. He didn't hand it to me and say, happy birthday. This is yours.
It's
happy and then I offended him.
It's Christmas.
He just happened to ask me if I liked Gotti's gift.
No, that's not fucking true. I got you both some special things. What else did I get you?
Can't remember.
Are you kidding? I picked out your new scent.
I know. I'm wearing it.
I picked out a fucking new fragrance.
He got me a pair of Iron Maiden high tops.
I know. I saw. Right.
Well, and a Maiden hoodie. A Killers hoodie.
Yeah.
And I got Arrow, a fucking Number of the Beast UK tour shirt.
Yeah. He loved it. Nice. He loved it. And Naughty Gotti, I got him some JMO, and I got you a new stink too. Right, Gotti?
Nope.
I didn't get you.
He didn't get a stink.
I didn't get you a new stink?
I got a book of boobs.
Oh yeah, I got you. Yeah, the big book of boobs and
a bottle of booze.
Yeah, a bottle of booze.
There you go, son.
It's a party. It's a Thursday night.
So the fact that he was such a complainer about his booze, because he's so specific.
This is not true.
I got you something.
This is like a lot of our arguments and how they start.
Well, look, the net result is, maybe you can not like this. You're like, I like bourbons more than I like Jameson 18, which Jameson 18 is fucking delicious.
Amazing.
Right? Handsome British guy over in the corner. Anyone can see him. He'll be in the studio later on. We're going to talk about the best tours of 2023.
All I said was go back to the liquor store and try again. That's all I said.
Wow.
Okay. So this is a limited edition. Okay. Very expensive bottle. Congratulations, Tricky Dicky. Look at this. Oh, right? Have you ever even had this?
Jimmy Red?
Jimmy Red. Not Simply Red. I know how much you love Mick Hucknall, so I was like, let's get you a Simply Red-inspired Jimmy Red bottle. But check it out. It's the 10th anniversary single farm release bourbon. Right? But look at that.
That is nice.
Wow, that is a bottle nice. That can be made into a bong.
Can I?
Right?
Yeah. Can I open
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, here.
Can
here.
I drink some of it?
Merry fucking Christmas. It's red like thank Santa's you, Santa's
thank
hat.
You, buddy. Wait, love you.
Time out. Time, yeah. Quick time out.
Love you.
While we listen to the dulcet tones yeah. of
hey,
Simply it, Red.
If these two jackoons were long enough, okay, I would let them scrabble on over, dive under the table, and bloop 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 jackoon hands.
What the fuck is this?
It's
wax.
It's a fancy way of sealing a bottle.
Well, fucking
how
pull
do you
the
open
fucking
that?
Wax off.
How
it's
do you
probably
open
a
it?
Fucking tab.
You take a fancy knife.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Don't act like... Booker's has something similar in the way that they fucking do that. You don't let, don't hurt your, don't you fucking hurt your, don't, he's gonna cut himself. He's gonna injure himself.
Speaking of bleeding, Gotti, if I have blood coming out of my nose, can you let me know? I had a nose hair trimming incident earlier.
Okay.
You know what
that
I
is
hate?
So rock and roll, you, nose hair trimming.
Tell me if this ever happens to you.
Yes. Okay.
You're trimming your nose with your man groomer, right? And next couple of days, like, it gets like ingrown or something, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything more painful than that?
No.
Right? And then you gotta somehow, what I do is I hold my nose, I'm like, I take a Q-tip and I just go,
yank it.
Like yeah. that. And then you hope it explodes and then it releases the pain. Anyone? Is that the move?
Well, as you know,
yeah.
my grooming
you
is
don't trim
limited. I have limited grooming.
You let your dog eat your face.
The hobbler bought me a travel bag to put my toiletries in.
Uh-huh.
You know,
that's
in the
nice.
Case that I, because she was tired of seeing me, put everything in a Ziploc bag.
Well, you know, you're a grown up now, and and you're doing new things, great new things as an adult, right? Mm-hmm. You're in a committed relationship with the hobbler.
That's right. We'll have Jack Black in the studio in
2023.
What does that happen?
I don't know. Why is that so difficult, bro? Because
normally I would like heat it up and take it off, but...
Wait, I just got a text to say stop fidgeting.
You?
Am I fidgeting? The hobbler just texted me.
Oh, shit.
I think she's saying I'm fidgeting on...
Okay, hold on. So that's kind of fucking weird, hobbler, if you're like paying attention to your man and giving like blow-by-blow real-time fucking updates.
Notes.
Coaching. Yeah. Mm. YouTube coaching.
That's good. Oh wow, this looks yummy.
Wow, that is
that's a cool
that is
bottle.
That is a dark red.
Whoa. Handsome perfect. British guy. Next round. What you drinking? I don't know what he has. Oh, Naughty Gotti's coming in. Look at this. He turned off the camera. Are people seeing you or just your hand right now, Naughty Gotti? I don't know. Okay.
Eyes. Cheers. Very
nice. Eyes.
Thank you. This is
you're welcome.
Awesome.
I love you. In all seriousness. Eyes, Gotti. Eyes.
Fancy.
That's a British guy. Oh, yeah. He's what is that? The Tillamardu or Belvedere? I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, whoa. That is high test.
Oh, that's good.
Oh.
What's the tasting notes that you're getting? I'm getting a little...
You could de-rust a moped's gas tank with this.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. This is bear mace in glass, right?
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Speaking of bear mace,
I
have a pitch for 2024 Rocktails.
I like where you're going with this. Okay.
Okay.
Is it a TV show? Is it a segment?
No,
what are we getting?
It's an episode of Rocktails where we go car camping up in the Angeles Forest. And
hard pass.
Nope.
Hard pass.
Not gonna happen.
Hard pass.
So,
with you? Camping with you?
I would like to hear suggestions.
Fucking nope. Solid nope. Pound nope.
Okay, then why don't we take suggestions?
I would like suggestions from audience.
Our fans. Mm-hmm.
Email suggestions, call in.
Chat board anything, on chat, the YouTube, yeah. Whatever you want to do.
Suggestions of what we should do with this.
What do you want to see in 2024? Who do you want to see in the guest chair?
Well, look, we have commitments from folks like Sebastian. He wants to come on.
Steven wants to come on?
Yeah, Steven's going
to
come on
Jack
for sure.
Wants to come on?
Jack's coming on. Hopefully we'll have a...
Mick Hucknall.
Oh my God.
Yes.
That would be great. I'd love to fall asleep while doing the show. I'd love that.
You know, we should have Les Claypool on.
Yeah.
From Primus because he told a story about you.
Really?
When he was on an episode of Mark Maron's podcast just a couple months ago and it blew by us. We didn't even know. My brother's like, did you listen to Les Claypool talking about Amit on Mark Maron's podcast?
Mark shuns me. Mark shuns me.
Well, he doesn't shun you.
He shuns me.
He spoke highly of me too on his podcast because Les Claypool was telling the story about when he was on Conan O'Brien and the musical guest happened to be the Zappa Brothers.
I don't have any recollection.
And that was the Kenny Rogers night.
Okay, I remember that.
And Les Claypool was like, that was the most awkward but amazing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, good.
And Ahmed is like, he was like shot out of a cannon.
Well, I can tell you this, okay? Kenny, what I'd like to do in 2024 is have a seance. We've done before. We've tried to connect with some of our musical legends that have passed, but we should have one where I guess I should apologize to Kenny because I
with a seance.
Yeah, with a seance.
Yes,
we should do that.
Yes.
I mean, maybe we'll post on our socials if you don't know the moment when I. Kenny Rogers has been a spirit animal of mine. I try to channel him as much as possible, but. I don't know what the deal was. He was such a sweet man. I decided to sing a duet with him, Lady.
Yeah.
And turn it into all about his chicken, Kenny Rogers Roasters. Changed all the lyrics, ruined the song for Kenny, and he held on. He did all of his parts. But then I threatened his life. There's a moment that people should look for when I stare directly into the camera. I go, right? Which I don't think I've ever gotten enough, kind of credit for.
Well, you did on Mark Maron's podcast when Les Claypool was like, yeah, wow, he told that story.
And by the way, I'm the biggest Kenny Rogers fan. So Tori Mell, my bestie since preschool, okay? The Bionic Marv, his dad, was always rocking out to Kenny Rogers, right? He kind of really turned me on to not just The Gambler. Everyone's very familiar with The Gambler, but the second I heard another popular track of his, Coward of the County, oh, yeah.
Oh, Ruby, don't take your love to town.
But, you know, he was a big fan of Frank's. I met Kenny in the White House.
Oh.
And I think his last wife or one of his wives could have been a Roasters of the Month employee. I don't know. she was great. He told me all about how they had to get married in their barn because it was a rainy day.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
When you're a giant country star.
Yeah. But Kenny fucking Rogers.
Yeah. Okay. Man. So. 2024, Kenny Rogers seance, that's happening.
Oh, yeah.
I think Judge Joe Walsh will happen.
Yeah.
In 2024. I'm going to see the Eagles tomorrow night. Oh, is this them? Uh-oh. Oh, this is Ahmed Zappa and Kenny Rogers.
I do kind of like grind on him. There's so many ways I want to say I love you. Yeah. Let me hold you in my arms for. Yeah. Evermore. And this is where it gets psycho.
Because you're going to come in right now?
Oh, yeah. I practice the song straight with him, so he has no idea what I'm going to do, and then I do nothing good to him. So special, Kenny, by singing the song with me, and I just want you to know that I love you. Oh, Kenny! Yeah. Here we go. Get ready for the dancing.
Oh my God.
Yep.
You did it. Early 90s Ahmed Zappa, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, I'm about to absolutely hump him. Yep, that's it. Gets weirder and weirder and weirder. I suggest people study it. They should teach this course on what not to do when you're live on a late night talk show, because apparently after this, Kenny said he would never go on Conan again.
Is that true?
I think
is
so,
that true?
And that's why Conan.
Did you guys get in trouble for this?
No, no. Look, it was all in fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, what made me the most nervous about it, he had to sing it a half step down that night, if memory serves. So when we're rehearsing, right, I was like, what key is it in? And before we actually did this abomination, he leans over as we get up off the couch. This is after I'm put on the Kenny Rogers wig and kind of go cuckoo. And he was a good sport. He leans over before we actually start the song. He goes, and like hums the note to me, right? Which didn't help me at all. You know, I'm not a professional. I'm a psychopath.
Whose idea was it? Was it yours alone? Or
to what?
Did Dweez push you to do this a little bit? Was it
purely
out of your brain?
This is 100%. No. That's not how things work. There was never like Dweezil saying, hey, you should do X, Y, or Z. In fact, you know, my brother would get upset where, you know, if I'm going crazy, he didn't like that the attention wasn't on him. So, you know, I was like, what? I'm like fucking freewheel burning. I got no fucking idea what's going to happen. It's like this show. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about.
And
no fucks to give.
And zero fucks to give.
Right.
So when I jumped behind the couch to put on the Kenny Rogers wig, right? You know, I asked, I'm like, hey, just can you get me a Kenny Rogers wig? Because I'm going to just pretend to be him all night and just see what would happen. And no one told Kenny that was the deal. Right. So it could go as bad as you saw it went. That's what you get.
I think that was a piece of music history. Les Claypool talked about that on a recent episode of Marc Maron. That's where we are. And my point is, Les Claypool in this chair, 2024.
What about Marc Maron?
Marc Maron in this chair, 2024.
Okay, listen, we should.
Marc will come on.
We should clear it up.
He really should.
Here's the deal.
Marc will come on because he promised to clear up.
Yeah, my brother went on, said all this malarkey that's just not true.
He went on What the Fuck with Marc Maron.
And then afterwards, I was like, well, dude, like, because, you know, Marc, Marc was a familial family friend. Dated my sister.
Dated
Moon. Had him over for holidays.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, you know, like, don't you want to hear both sides?
Why didn't you call me?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, we should. At which point, he never.
No. He said, I did call you.
No.
I'm pretty sure I called you.
Shocking. It got lost in the shuffle.
I think my assistant called you.
Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah. You were there.
That message didn't get to Amit.
By the way, it got awkward. I will say it got awkward. I was like, dude, that's so lame that, you know, we were at the Comedy Store, ran into him and he was awkward. And I was like, dude, that was super, super lame. And then he, you know,
not only that, after he got off the stage, he came right to our table and said, I just called my producer before I went on stage. And we definitely reached out to you, and your assistant took the message.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The assistant was pregnant, and she was going through a lot of stuff.
No.
Marc Maron in this seat. Les Claypool in this seat. Mm-hmm. Sebastian Bach in this seat. Jack Black in this seat. We want to hear from you, Rock Taylors, 855-601-ROCK.
Yep.
What do you want to see?
Do you want to come sit in this seat?
Do you want to come sit in this seat?
$10,000 price.
You know who else I would love to be here, right? And I think their shows in February. I could have the dates wrong. Is Tom fucking Kiefer, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, yeah,
he's got to do it, right?
Pat's Chili Dogs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just to have him play. I don't want to hear any of their hits. I want them to sing Pat's. I want him to just do his performance of Pat's
acoustic.
Chili Dogs acoustic, yes. Right?
Right there,
acoustic sucking on chili.
Having him, you know, do a commercial has inspired me to go to a commercial break. So let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about this little thing right here, Gold Rush. I'm in love with this company. I want to tell you guys, if you don't know about the Gold Rush vinyl, I want to tell you a little bit about that. And then we got to get into Handsome British Guy. He's back from the UK. He was doing many cool things. I want to hear about it. I've missed him. He's so handsome. He's so fun to hang out with. And God damn it, I want to know everything I missed from my British brother from another mother. It's Rock Tales back in a moment.
We'll be right back. your taste. Little King's Cream Ale, where beer will never be above, apart, ahead, alone. Where beer will never be Little King's Cream Ale.
My name's Steve Jones. I used to play guitar with a band called the Sex Pistols. A good friend of mine, Sid Vicious, died from drugs. I nearly died from drugs. Drugs suck.
Monday on Buck Rogers.
Episode, Princess Ardala returns with a diabolical scheme to bring the Earth to its knees and Buck Rogers to the altar.
They're going to use that weapon to extort us.
I want Buck Rogers.
Destroy him now.
Our puzzles have no effect.
Talk about shotgun weddings.
Monday at 6 on Channel 13.
Music talk over ice. Very nice. This is Rock Tales with Ahmet Zappa.
Tricky Diggy?
Yeah.
Can I get some more of that,
yummy, test?
Yeah. This Jimmy Red. Have you had any Jimmy Red before?
Never. Never in my life.
No?
Never in my life. Suzanne, who's a loyal watcher of the show.
Yeah.
She says Eddie Trunk in the seat in 2024.
He's coming to town. If he's in, he's going to be here.
He's in town this week.
Is he?
I think so.
We'll get Eddie on in 2024.
Yeah. I'll ask him.
He'll come on for sure. Hey, yeah. So it's Rock Tales. We're back. The phone lines are open if you want to give us a call. 855-601-ROCK. Why don't we take a quick call?
Every time I hear Shake Me,
you think
nothing about? Makes no song on the planet Earth uh-huh. makes it reminds me of you more than Shake Me.
Yeah. Because it's literally
you're the only one who can go shake me, shake a double record, baby.
I want to have Tom Kiefer off with Tom. I want to see who sounds more like Tom.
Take me home, not Gypsy Road.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Should we take a call and then kind of get into
is talking anybody about on the line?
Hello, who's there?
Hello. Hello, caller. Welcome to Rock Tales. Is there anyone
Craig
there?
Craig from Dallas. Are you there?
Craig?
I can hear his voice in the distance.
Yeah. It's something's happening. Oh, yeah, God damn it, Tricky Dicky.
This is a technical thing. Richard works
fucking
so hard.
Shit.
Richard works so hard on this show. He may have not pushed the right button. That's okay.
That's his fucking job. His only fucking job is to push the goddamn fucking buttons. Fucking shit.
The button has been pushed, and I do hear a laugh. Is that Craig from Dallas?
God damn it.
It is Craig from Dallas. Oh, what's going on, kids?
Hello, Craig. Welcome back to Rock Tales.
I forgot to push a button, Craig.
We should have an official whack pack like Stern did. We should come up with a name for like the Ross from New York.
The Rock Tailors.
Craig from Dallas. Like the real Sean.
Yeah.
Like
maybe
we should
Rock Tailors is not right. We need like the...
Here's a fun fact.
Okay.
True story.
Okay.
I am actually the guy who came up with a name for Volume Maniacs.
You are. I buy that. Totally believe that.
Well, Craig from you got to come up with something.
We'll
then
find something for Rock Hills.
Yeah, please. You're in charge of that, Craig from Dallas.
Yeah.
So, Craig, Happy New Year, by the way. I hope you had a great holiday season. Before we talk about what you're going to be doing in 2024 and maybe who you think should come on the show, I just want to know, what are you drinking? Or are you high as hell?
Actually, I just got home, so I don't have anything or any straws in my hand.
He just
went to Weezer the other night.
Oh, really?
I did go to Weezer. That's why I missed the Stephen Piercy show, damn it.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm secretly working on something that might be Weezer related. that pretty excited about. There's a photographer that, I know that has shot a lot. I love Weezer. Love the band. Someone that we work with. You can actually find some of his Weezer shots on halosandarrows.com if you ever want to go over there and check out some of the shots. But the guys, you know, in the band work with Sean, and, they're I think they're cooking something up with Sean. It's like a history of the their visuals. Pretty fucking cool.
You guys need to get Niels Laws on, the photographer.
He's
great. Got some stories.
But say his last name again incorrectly.
Shit, I can't say his name.
Just try
Come
it.
On.
Just try it. Just go ahead and try it.
No. I'm just going to call him Laws. Blowsauer. There you go.
Okay, perfect. No, he hasn't. We should. That's a great idea. There are a lot of photographers that, you know, that I love that shot a lot of our favorite bands from the 80s. Those guys, all their stories are so awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear, like, okay, so when you're doing the album cover for fucking Mark Slaughter, I want to know what was on the writer. Were they eating hot dogs? Were they snorting blow? Were they, you know, hiring prostitutes? I don't know. And these guys, maybe they'll spill the beans in some
Russ
of these
Halfin,
stories.
Should we have him?
He's amazing too. That would be.
He's the one.
Neil Preston.
You know what? When handsome British guy comes on in the third act, he's close with a lot of these
with
photographers for sure. But and maybe he can let us know if we can get him on the show. But Craig from Dallas, 2024, dude. What are your plans, and who do you think we should have on the show, man?
Well, obviously, I'm going to a shit ton of concerts because that's just what I do.
Okay. What are the next three that you're going to? Do you know?
You know, I haven't checked my calendar. I know I've got Stones coming up. I mean, awesome. You got the big ones coming, Green Day, all that. But
yeah, I've never seen the Stones live, and I've never seen Green Day live. And I'd like to do both of those. So
Green Day is playing SoFi, as are the Stones, but Green Day is playing SoFi. Tons of tickets available.
We should go to that.
Green Day's actually got Green Day's got a very good pyro show, believe it or not. It's pretty damn impressive.
Well, that's how I judge most of my concerts. If you don't have pyro, I can't go. That's my philosophy.
Craig, are you going to Maiden? No. Maiden and on the
Am I going to what?
Maiden.
What? Why would you even ask a stupid question like that? Listen, kids. I own a special effects company. I do pyro for a living. Maiden and Kiss are my bread and butter.
Oh, wait. We didn't know
that.
Listen, fuckface. Where's our pyro and fucking rocktails? Bastard. We could be having fucking shit exploding right now. Every time I say cocaine, we should have effects of like coke going everywhere with pyro. What the fuck, bro?
How did you guys not know that?
We didn't know that.
Yes, we do pyro, confetti.
He almost said he does cocaine.
Yeah, he did. We do cocaine.
Confetti, fake snow. We could do all kinds of shit. I could make it snow for your kid's birthday.
Oh,
we
my
could do all
God!
Kinds of shit.
Wow. I mean, what about my birthday? Make it snow. Fuck them. Fuck them. I mean, they're little. Whatever, man. It's about me this year. 2024 is all about me. I'm turning 50. All right? My plan is to have I'm going to play a rock show for my birthday. I want to invite everyone. I want to stream it for Rock Tales. I want to just do like basically rock and roll karaoke. Yeah. And I need fucking Craig from Dallas there doing the fucking pyro. God damn it, Craig. We got to make this fucking happen. You're going to bring pyro
believe
to my birthday?
Believe it or not, it's easier than you think. And I don't know how Brendan didn't know that. He follows me on Facebook.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm selfish. Ultimately, I'm selfish.
What's that machine that's like it rains like sparkler dust? You know what I mean?
Cold sparks.
And those things, you can actually stand underneath it and it won't burn you, right?
Yes. I've got about 15 of those damn things and we'll line the stage up for you.
But we should put them in the rafters here.
Love this
right?
Idea.
And not that Tricky Dicky can push the right buttons ever, but like if we can line it up... Right? Well, every time you say Maiden News or something like that, fucking activate the fucking Maiden News sirens, and you got sirens and other weird shit?
Oh, hellfire.
It's time for
Maiden News.
We can
make it look like a Kiss concert in there.
Yes!
Yes.
You had me at Kiss. Awesome. Well, Craig.
I know.
All right. So do you get to go to these shows because you basically know everyone because you are the guy that like supplies them? You're like their pyro dealer?
I do have a little access that most people don't have, but I still have to go through the proper channels like you guys do.
Do you go to like, if you want to hang out with Craig, you go to pyrodealer.com? Is that it? Pyrodealer.com?
You meet me back of AT&T Stadium and I get you down the ramp.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, there goes fucking pyro dealer again. Fucking Craig from Dallas. Don't even fucking say Craig from Dallas. It's a pyro dealer from now on.
Yeah, Craig, you're pyro.
Yeah, sorry.
Craig the pyro.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, let me tell you a little something, Craig, because I know you're a big music fan. So I got to know these people, these folks. It's a female-owned and run organization, Gold Rush. Let me show you guys this. Gold Rush Vinyl. These girls.
Austin, Texas?
Yeah, it's in Austin. So they make all their vinyl there. They are so particular. The sound quality on their records are incredible. They work with baby bands, big bands. You know, it's kind of a mix. They curate who they work with. But they and here, I'll just show you. Just they were kind enough to send me some new vinyl because I asked them. I'm a big vinyl nerd. So these are just some of the records that they sent that they're working on. Can you see these, Gotti? Okay. I really can't wait to listen to these things. It's new music that I'm unaware of. So I can't wait to listen to this. We can talk about that on a future show, but they also do something pretty fucking cool. They have, as far as I know, the only true gold plating vinyl machine, right? So if you want a piece of music history, a truly real gold record, they make these things. So starting to,
I'll definitely have to check it out because and my daughter collect vinyl. Like that's the other expensive habit we have.
Well, I honestly, they were so nice. Cause I'm trying to do a few collaborations with them. That's one of my intentions for 2024, but I they make great quality vinyl. But these collectibles, you know, if you're a super fan and you want to be able to get something very cool, right? I would love the way they display. I was totally blown away. And I would have gotten them for you guys for Christmas, but I discovered, I discovered all this a little too late. So, the way they display the gold vinyl, it's fucking cool because you can open it up and play with it. It's not like an award if you have, vinyl on your wall, if you're the artist and they tell you congratulations, a gajillion records sold. They can help do that for those performing rights societies or the RIAA or whatever it is. But to have your favorite Maiden record, right? But a gold plated edition from Maiden as a super fan, you can actually play these things. They don't recommend that you do it because it'll fuck your needle up. But these are playable gold plated records. Killer. Love them. Check them out.
Love it.
If you can.
I fucking
definitely
love it.
But should we take a break? Because I want to get Handsome British Guy on here and we'll talk about the tours. And Craig, sorry, Pyro Dealer.
Happy New Year. I will be talking to you. And, yeah, we'll get your 50th birthday set up. Rock and roll.
Yeah, don't fail me, man. Don't. It's honestly, if my party sucks, it's your fault.
Brando knows how to get a hold of me, so it's on him.
Okay.
All right. You need to like kind of name your group. If we had the Volume Maniacs, when that was
Suzanne
a thing.
Suzanne correctly says in the chat that you refer to everyone as Rock Tailors.
Yeah.
But we are saying there's going to be a special group.
Yes.
It's the people that are most loyal.
Yes.
Suzanne's one of them. Lana's one of them. Sean, Joe in New Hampshire, Craig.
What would that be?
I don't know. That's what Craig is going to come up with. It's like the Whack Pack within the Rock Tailors.
By the way, I'm so worried about the Howard Stern leaving Sirius, right? I just can't. I love him so much. Let's have Howard on the show. Never again.
Sure.
All right, when we come back, Handsome British Guy. Very exciting. We'll be right back.
WBBM-FM, playing nothing but the hits, all day and all night. Chicago's odd music.
Now appearing at Salozzi Edelson Chevrolet, our springtime of auto show values.
Featuring over 1,000 new Chevrolet cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery, with the color and equipment combinations you've asked for.
So come in today while the prices are low and the selection is high.
And remember, we guarantee no one can beat our deal, or we'll give you the difference back in cash.
At Salozzi Edelson Chevrolet in Elmhurst, where you save more money.
Going to Chicago? Ozark makes it easy.
Go Ozark! We make it easy for you.
They got me a rental car, too. Easy.
There's plenty of room on board.
These meal flights are easy to take.
No airline serves St. Louis like Ozark.
It's our hometown. Going to Chicago? We've got 10 nonstop.
Go Ozark! We make it easy for you.
This is Robert Lamb of Chicago. A lot of our friends, a lot of your friends, aren't around anymore because they were shooting dope. We miss them.
Welcome back to Rock Tales.
We are back. It is Rock Tales Live at 5.
I am really failing on this show today.
No.
Why? What happened?
What'd you do? I just realized the studio monitors have been open this whole time.
What does that mean?
It sounds like shit in here. Is that what's happening?
She's probably echoing.
Thanks, Tricky Dicky.
Fine.
You know what, man?
You work your butt off. You were also just gone all week long. You raced back from the American Southwest.
Told me they were.
They're
wrong.
That's all right.
Yeah, listen.
I had to listen to something.
I'm so disappointed. I'm so everyone
can't do a button. Can't do the monitors.
Listen, man, we're a professional outfit, and
yeah,
you know,
Roger, if you're watching, professional outfit.
Yeah,
professional outfit.
Well, speaking of, if you're watching, you know, we've had this gentleman on for years. Right, it's very few times that you've actually been live via video on
first time
on the show. Is
first
this
time?
No,
it is like Slipknot. Like in no, my identity for years.
First time in here, probably.
I think the first time in here, because there was a time when you had like glasses on and a hat. You were trying to hide.
Yes,
your
right,
handsome
right,
British
right,
face.
Well, so handsome British guy. Yeah. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, bro.
So you were. In the UK, visiting family with the family.
Yeah.
Did you see any shows out there? What's it like, you know, in
well,
your neck of the
I,
woods?
Well, I stupidly agreed to go out the night that I landed.
Oh, Jesus. The last time, by the way, when you said I stupidly, you broke your fucking foot
Not this time. But okay. What I did do is I put the kids in the car and said, Mum will pick you up the other end.
Okay.
And I went straight into London and saw Geddy Lee do his book tour, and Alex Lifeson came out, and it was awesome.
But why did you say I stupidly?
No, because I was literally fried from a long haul flight.
That's just
straight in.
You're just making us jealous, right? That's a kind of a dick move.
I stupidly had the best fucking night ever.
I think people
straight
should know who watched the show that handsome British guy has access to the music world because of his
profession. They should know nothing.
He goes to many, many shows for good reason.
I'm an addict.
Maybe more than
a live addict.
Maybe more than Pyro Craig. Okay.
Yes.
He goes to
everything. My explosion.
But okay, so you have this amazing night, which we're all jealous of,
and then hang out with them afterwards, which was great.
Was
drank their rush beer? It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Lots of wine.
I
was happy to drink the wine. Richard would have been very happy as well.
Was Alex's chosen by, wine?
No, well, Geddy's a big wine guy.
So
Geddy's
is Alex.
Wine. Yeah.
But wait, was it a rush wine or just their personal bottles?
No, they had their own beer. So they've got their own kind of like IPA type beer,
which
is great.
You have to order it if you live in Southern California.
You're the biggest Rush fan. Do you get
it? It's a brilliant beer.
No, it's expensive to order like a 6-pack of Rush beer. Yeah. It's like $100 to get it.
Okay.
Eventually it'll get out here like the maiden beer. Eventually it will, but it's a big deal. And it's apparently very good. How is it?
Very good.
Okay.
Very, very good.
I feel jealous. Really jealous.
And the book is incredible.
Now, which book is this? Is this, Getty's
My Effing Life?
It is great.
Getty Lee. It's really good.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It's really great.
Check it out. So fun.
I recommend the Audible book too.
Yeah, The Mushroom Years.
Does he read the book or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Jack Black hosted the night in Los Angeles, and I was like, dude, how did it go? And he's like, dude, it was fucking religious.
That's what he said? Mm-hmm. Like that?
Can you
like
do that again?
Dude, it was fucking religious.
Move over so you're in the camera shot too.
This way?
Yeah.
Which way?
Yeah. Perfect.
Dude, it was fucking religious.
I have to say, I feel like I've let you guys down because the last time we've talked about this before, we went to see the Rush documentary, biopic, whatever it was. And I didn't make it, bro.
Well, because there was an hour of commercials before the movie.
I was like, what?
Brian Posehn.
What the fuck? Yeah. That's not even an exaggeration. Before you got to the meat of the whole performance, like, TikTok. How many fucking ads, you know?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just say this. We got the handsome British guy here. We got you two guys here. Mm-hmm. We didn't do this on our last show in 2023. We were going to talk about
the best
top
shows.
Tours of 2023.
Yeah.
Yes, Taylor Swift conquered the earth with the biggest tour of all time.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit.
We talked about that. She generated the most money of anyone ever.
Does anything else matter?
Nothing else matters. But to this show,
Rock.
For what we talk about and having a handsome British guy here, I thought it would be fun just to look back and talk about the top rock tours of 2023.
Well, I'll tell you,
with an eye for the future.
Ghost, for me, was
phenomenal.
Phenomenal. But Kiss ending,
He's talking about the top grossing.
I'm talking about gross. I'm talking about the business of touring.
Oh, I would have no idea who made them.
I do. Okay. I'm going to definitely say one of the ones that was pretty standout for me this year is Metallica. The Metallica 72 seasons tour.
Was that a high grossing tour?
Say this in terms of the gross tickets sold and number of shows.
Okay.
I'll just put this on the table. Metallica is number 4
in
the top 10.
Wow.
Of rock tours in 2023.
How do they?
I wanted to do was to maybe play a game where you guys, now we have to figure out
the other 9.
Who is the other? Okay. Who are the other 9? Okay.
Wait, are you going to guess the other 9?
I have the information right in front of me.
How the fuck would I know who else is out on tour?
Just guess.
Let's do this. Okay.
Well, just guess. How about or this?
We probably saw one in Nashville together.
Oh, yeah. No, we go to shows. This is a group that goes to fucking shows. Goes
absolutely.
To a lot of,
So that's probably one that you can throw out.
Yeah.
And I would say to you that I'm looking at the list right here.
Yeah.
And I was shocked at some of the names that were ahead of Metallica and just behind Metallica.
Ooh. Okay, so does rock include Duran Duran, Tears for Fears?
Absolutely.
Okay, well,
yeah,
okay.
It absolutely does.
So it's
metal,
not like,
it's new wave, okay. It's all legacy. Right,
let's do it.
Got it.
It's the whole deal. Right. I just want to know if you guys could, because I've got like the business minds that are at this table are actually pretty severe.
Okay, let's do it.
I think they're pretty impressive. So, where do you think Guns N' Roses is on this list from 1 to 10?
Okay, I'm, shit.
This is the concert you guys were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that. Yeah. I mean, we were backstage.
They
yeah.
did 31 shows in 2023.
How many shows did Metallica do? Can I ask that question?
Yes, you can. Metallica did 19 shows.
Okay.
That Billboard
33. What did you say?
31. Guns N' Roses to qualify for the Billboard.
Okay.
Those 31 glasses shows. Are horrible.
I know.
And they're fucking horrible.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Didn't I give you a gift certificate?
You did, and I have them at home. These are just my readers. Because these can break, and I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Hobbler, can you please just put them in a plastic bag for him or something? He'll recognize it when he comes out the door.
Okay, so I'm thinking here, Metallica versus, not that you asked this, Metallica versus Guns N' Roses, just by the nature of almost close to double the shows, I think that, you know, Guns N' Roses has to be number four on the list then, if Metallica's number five?
Nine.
Richard, you want to take a guess?
Guns N' Roses?
You said Metallica was five, right?
No, Metallica's four on the four. Billboard Metallica's 2023
four,
show.
Four, but Guns N' Roses.
Then I would say
did
three.
Twice as many. How many? Guns N' Roses did how many shows?
31.
31? Twice as many shows? Oh, wow.
I'm going to say number. Smaller. I'm going to say. Guns N' Roses has got to be number three, and if Metallica's four. No?
Guns N' Roses, I don't know. Probably two or three.
Six.
Six?
Guns N' Roses comes in.
But I don't know who else
six.
Was touring. That's this what
you
difficult.
You were
touring
the venues. Small right. venues, some smaller than Metallica. Metallica yeah. played big arenas, didn't they?
Well, so. Do you have the numbers that the tours grossed?
I do.
Okay.
And then I can also probably tell Richard, like, everybody that was doing. So Guns N' Roses, they did $96.2 million worth of business. Okay. They sold 888,000 tickets.
So they were
in 31 shows.
Their guarantees were like $3 million a show?
Don't look at me. I'm not going to tell you. I might know the answer, but I'm not going to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, so.
$3 million a show. So
pretty good.
Wait, their guarantee was three. Are these grosses or their take?
This is just the Billboard article.
Oh, okay, so they were doing grosses.
No, you're guessing at this stuff.
They're doing well. I'm saying if their gross is $3 million a show and they're taking 80% of the ticket, that's not bad. It's not bad business. But Metallica is doing. I don't know. Fuck it. Who else was touring?
Let me just tell you who else was touring. Yeah. These are the top 10 in no order.
Okay.
I'm not going to put them in order. One.
Okay.
I'm not going
to
put them in order.
So why don't we try to order it then? That's right. easier to okay. do. Tell us the
so
top
I'm just
10,
tell
and then we'll try to tell the order.
We need to establish the one. Rules before we go on here. Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to tell you that Blink-182 is in the top 10.
Okay.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers are in the top 10.
I mean, what is it?
Muse is in the top 10.
Okay.
Depeche Mode is in the top 10.
Love it.
Elton John is in the top 10.
Okay.
Coldplay is in the top 10.
Coldplay is probably number one.
Fish is in the top 10. And Dead and Company is in the top 10.
Dead and Company and Coldplay.
Hang on. There's an error here. Why is Bruce Springsteen not in there?
Well, he cut his tour.
He's rock.
Right,
he was massive.
According to Bill, he cut his tour. He would be.
And he was playing smaller places, too. And he wasn't selling out.
And he had to take because of COVID, he stopped in September or August.
I'm sure he did more tickets than Fish would have done.
No.
Well.
No.
All right. If this is according to Billboard and those geniuses.
Let's just figure out if we can do top three.
Okay.
Just based on
top
what
three.
I told you.
Coldplay.
Okay.
You're saying Coldplay is number one?
Elton John.
No, Coldplay's has got to be in there.
Okay.
But the problem is also we need, like, the number of shows is really important on this. But, okay.
Yes, but a lot of them were playing.
Red Hot Chili Peppers has to be in the three.
Coldplay is just worldwide huge.
Chili Peppers, for sure.
I will tell you, just to move this off the table, Chili Peppers come in at number nine.
Oof.
$77 million.
How many shows?
18 shows to qualify
them. Okay, see,
that's
the big
important part. That's crazy, though.
That's big.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, Metallica was 19 shows.
They're playing stadiums.
Okay, I'm going to say Coldplay, Elton John, and Depeche Mode.
See, he said there's a surprise, and I reckon...
Who played the most number of
shows? I reckon from the list that you gave us, Muse might be in that three.
I'm going to say Muse is seven.
There's got to be a band that he was surprised about.
Elton played the most shows at 65.
Then Elton is way...
But Fish... Wait, I'm going to say Fish is six.
I'm going to say Muse is three.
I don't like
this game.
Take
this off the table. Eight.
Muse is eight.
I'm nowhere near.
Richard, who do you think is the top three? Just based on what we're talking about.
I mean, it's got to be Elton. It's got to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
Coldplay, how many shows did they play?
I have 55 shows.
Coldplay's up there.
Coldplay 1, okay. Elton 2, and I had Depeche Mode is 3.
Number 3.
Depeche Mode is not
Handsome
in
Handsome British
there.
Guy, you want to take a swing at this?
I'm trying to think what would be bigger.
dead air is always good.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's fucking, for a guy who can't push the buttons, he's got some real fucking zingers tonight.
Yes. I don't know, the Queen and Adam Lambert tour was pretty big.
But that's not on the list. Don't make up
maybe,
your own fucking
maybe,
list.
Maybe they did the list before that tour finished, because it was a big ass tour.
It was a big
tour. And I know how much it grossed, and it should be
just based on the data
just
that we have right now.
Based on the data we have on the table. What do you think?
I'm trying to remember all the names now.
Oh my God.
Okay, you're
Chili Peppers, you're 100% correct.
Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses.
Amon Zappa was 100% correct.
Really?
It was Coldplay number one, Elton number two, Depeche Mode number three. Well done, Amon Zappa.
I helped out, though.
But can we do that? Can we do the real rock bands?
Coldplay.
Oh, mate, can we do the real rock bands now?
Yeah, by the way.
So Metallica won.
Yeah, Metallica's number one. Ghost is number two.
Maiden is right behind. Not far behind everybody, by the way.
They didn't even make the list. Were they 11?
Who made
it? It's time for
Kiss. This is Billboard magazine. I'm just...
Billboard's never wrong, so...
No.
All right. Kiss was having a hard time.
There were some tickets
until the end of the show
available for Kiss shows.
Well, listen, handsome British guy. I have to say, I really missed you. It's been it's been a moment. I love you to pieces. More kicking ass in 2024.
By the way, when are you?
And hey, if he doesn't want the Jameson 18, I'll have it.
It's delicious, right?
When are you hiking up Mount Fuji?
Fuji. February. And I'm doing it for Queen's charity and Heavy Metal Truants, which is Maiden's charity.
You're doing the Heavy Metal Truants charity?
Actually, all of our listeners, our viewers, right? So
say a prayer.
Do you have your site if they want to support you? Are you going to be publishing that? If people want to
put it in the link.
Yeah.
And
so,
stuff.
So walk us through your insanity, because it's not like. When was the last time you went climbing and you just decided all of a sudden that you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do it? Are you prepping for this? Are you training for this? Because I know the answer is no.
He's training.
If training is drinking this, then you're...
Yeah, I'm training.
Give us the details.
I'm climbing Mount Fuji when it's closed to the public in February. I'm going up with some Nepalese Sherpas because it's... very dangerous at the top with the snow and the ice cap.
I'm worried for you, right?
It's fine. I trust the Sherpas. If they say don't go any further, I'm not going any further.
Can I take a...
I have got my heavy metal playlist of songs about mountains.
Do you mind if I take a life insurance policy out on you before you go?
That's what my wife said.
Okay, can I do one too?
She was asked at Christmas, how do you feel about this? And she turned to me and said, just make sure you've left the life insurance details for me and we'll all be good.
Okay, I like this. We should do one for Rocktail. So
it'll be fun. I'm over there for the Queen tour.
He's
which
in
is
the
Deathpool.
You know what? The rules of Dateline on NBC, that show Dateline. Uh-huh. If you announce to the world that you have a life insurance policy, you're basically dead man walking. Well, when people realize that you have,
she's hired one of the Nepalese guys to give me a push.
Reaching for your oxygen tank. Oh, there's not a tank right. What?
Oh, it's empty.
What? Yeah.
I picked up the wrong
snowshoes. Where sneakers? My fucking ice picks.
Wait, I don't need a jacket.
They leave your body? They'll leave your body up on Mount Fuji.
Cool. They leave it until it defrosts.
That's super metal, bro.
I know.
By the way, the handsome British guy after fucking February.
Right? You gotta step over the British guy. Yeah. He's just off the trail.
Popsicle man.
Yeah, but you know the figure will be once I've done Mount Fuji, it'll be which one's next.
Oh, K2.
Wow, that
McKinley.
Is...
McKinley. Come on.
McKinley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, if I walk down the street, my inner thighs chafe. How the fuck are you going to walk up to the top of a fucking mountain?
Fryman Canyon.
Do your legs rub together? I mean,
it's not that bad. It's like the equivalent of walking 8.5 miles up a slope.
That's it?
That's kind of a distance if you think about it rationally.
Then anyone can do it, obviously, right?
You're trying to be rational, though, right?
Yeah,
now.
That's
yeah, you have to break things down into segments.
Call me after.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
I don't want this to be like, you know, all those people that imploded in that sub that went down to see the Titanic. I don't want to have like a handsome British guy fucking balloon that's like on the lookout.
It's great. I've just got to get to the top, get the heavy metal truants flag out. Okay. Yeah, the best bit for me was the Sherpas were so excited that it was for Iron Maiden's charity that gave me money off.
Would you please tell the listeners what the Iron Maiden charity
is?
Yeah,
give
please.
Us all the details.
The
man.
Heavy Metal Truants.
Okay. And where do people go to find out about what this is?
I have a sponsorship link for that. And I also have... So they raise money for children's charities and for
this is awesome
music
you're
therapy.
It. You're going to die, but it's awesome you're doing it.
And then I'm also raising money for the Mercury Phoenix Trust, the Queen's charity for Freddie Mercury.
Okay, and we'll put a GoFundMe together for your family.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. It's good knowing you.
Put the links in below and pound the subscribe button.
And I would have seen Queen in Osaka the day before I start the climb, and hopefully I will see them again when I get to Tokyo. That's the plan. So they know I'm doing it over that weekend.
I mean, look, it's a wild world out there. I mean, honestly,
it's gonna be great.
The fun part is like they'll just eat him, right?
I just the idea of him in climbing gear,
yeah,
like a parka and shoes.
I mean, I've seen it.
Richard, by the way,
it's amazing.
Richard's like fucking Andy. I saw a handsome British guy. I saw that he has the fucking new Apple VR, right? I'm like, that's not even out yet. You know, he doesn't have. He's like, no, he fucking posted a picture of him with the new Apple VR fucking glasses. Like, no, that's that ding dong's fucking idea eye shield for his Fuji. Fucking hike to the top of his death.
Yeah.
Those are your death goggles, bro.
No, I have to make sure that there is zero skin showing or I'll get frostbite.
Yeah.
So
you will.
Well, congratulations on that.
Do you think you're qualified to even dress yourself?
The answer is...
I'm not dressing in four layers so I don't have to get out of them again.
So you pee and poop and the whole thing?
Oh, what goes up has to come down, apparently.
All right.
Oh, is that right?
This is too much. This is too much.
It's going to be great.
Okay, well, we'll see you not next week because Gotti... can't be here. So it's Gotti's fault, not Gotti. So no show next week, but the following week, because Gotti's got to go to Palm Springs with his lady.
No, is that it's right? With his guys.
Are you going with your wife?
It's his annual guy trip.
Annual guy trip. It's like his tennis bros.
This gives people right, 2 Gotti? Weeks to get ready for the next Rocktail show.
No, we're going to have live music. We're going to have live music. Yeah, hopefully in 2 weeks. We're going to have a band. We'll try it out. We'll see what happens. It's a big challenge. Anyways, thank you so much for listening and viewing. It's Rocktails live music in 2 weeks. See you. It's hard to get by just upon a smile.